You know, every time I sing this song, it makes me think of another old lady. Now, this old lady lived a long, long time ago, way over in the country we call England. She was very, very poor. She never had any money in her life. She didn't really need much money because she did everything for herself, or else she would trade for things that she needed. But anyway, one day this old woman was walking down the dirt road, and she saw there on the road a little silver coin.
"Oh, my goodness," she said. "Look at that. Oh, I think I've found some money."
And she picked it up, and sure enough, it was a good-sized little silver coin. Well, she took that coin. She said, "What will I buy with this?" She walked into the village. She walked up and down the village streets. She went into every shop, looked at all of the things that all of the merchants had to sell. And she still couldn't decide what she wanted to buy with that little silver coin. Well, finally, she came to the very last shop on the street, and it was the butcher shop. She went in there, and she looked around, and there she saw a very adorable little pig. And she loved that little pig. So she asked the butcher, "Couldn't I have that pig for this little bit of money?" And of course, the butcher didn't need that pig, so he said, "Why, sure, you can have that pig." So the old woman took the pig, and the butcher took the money. Well, the old woman took a little string and put it around the little pig's neck and brought it along behind her just like a little dog. Well, the old woman started home. And on the path, on the way back to her house, there was a fence. Now, back in those days, if you came to a fence on the path, you didn't have to climb over it because they already made steps that would go up one side of the fence, then onto a little platform on the top of the fence, and then steps going down the other side of the fence, and that's how you would get over a fence. So the old woman came to the fence, and she walked up those steps, got up onto the top, and then she tried to get that pig to come up those steps.
"Come on, little pig! Come on, come up those steps!"
But the pig would not go up those steps.
"Come on, little pig, come on!"
But that pig would not go up those steps. So the old woman went down behind the pig to try to push the pig up the steps.
"Go on now. Go on, get up those steps now. We won't get home. Go on."
But the pig would not go up the steps either. So the old woman got a little flustered. She didn't know what to do with this. So she went down the road to see if she could find somebody to help her get that pig over that fence. Well, the first thing she came to was a dog standing there in the road. So she went right down and looked in that dog's face, and she said, "Dog, go over there and bite that pig a little bit, because that pig won't jump over that fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the dog wouldn't do it. And so the old woman went along and went along until she found a stick there lying in the road, and she looked right at that stick, and she said, "Stick, go over there and beat that dog a little bit, because the dog won't bite the pig, and the pig won't jump over the fence, and I'm not going to get home until midnight." But the stick wouldn't do it. And so the old woman went along and went along until she found some fire burning in the road. And she said to the fire, she said, "Fire, go over there and burn that stick, because that stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig, and the pig won't jump over the fence, and I'm not going to get home till midnight." But the fire just kept burning and wouldn't do anything for the old woman. So the old woman went along and went along until she found some water in a little creek by the side of the road. And she said to that water, "Water, go over there and quench out that fire, because that fire won't burn the stick, and the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig, and the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the water wouldn't do it. And so the old woman went along until she found an ox. You know what that is? It's like a big animal, like a cow. And she looked right in that ox's face. She said, "Ox, go over there and drink up that water, because the water won't quench the fire, and the fire won't burn the stick, and the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig, and the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the ox wouldn't do it. So the old woman went along, went along. Well, she finally found the butcher. And she said to that butcher, she said, "Butcher, go over there and kill that ox, because that ox won't drink the water, and the water won't quench the fire won't burn the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the butcher would not do it. And so the old woman went along and went along until she found some rope right there in the road. And she looked down at that rope and she said, "Rope, go over there and tie up that butcher. Because that butcher won't kill the ox. And the ox won't drink the water, and the water won't quench the fire won't burn the stick, and the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the rope wouldn't do it either. And so the old woman went along and went along until she found a rat. And she said to that rat, "Rat, rat, go over there and chew up that rope. Because that rope won't tie the butcher, and the butcher won't kill the ox, and the ox won't drink the water, and the water won't quench the fire won't burn the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig, and the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." But the rat just sat there and kept looking at her and wouldn't do it. And so the old woman went along and went along and went along until she found the cat. And she said to the cat, she said, "Cat, go over there and chase that rat. Because the rat won't gnaw the rope, and the rope won't tie the butcher won't kill the ox, and the ox won't drink the water, and the water won't quench the fire won't burn the stick won't beat the dog won't bite the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight, and I've had a bad day." Well, the cat just went, "Meow,
no, no, I'm not going to chase that rat, no, not letting you give me some milk to drink. I like milk."
And so the old woman went along and went along until she found Mrs. Cow. And she saw the cow and she said, "Mrs. Cow, would you please give me some milk so I can take it over and give it to the cat? Because otherwise the cat won't chase the rat, and the rat won't gnaw the rope won't tie the butcher won't kill and the ox won't drink the water, and the water won't quench the fire won't burn and the stick won't beat the dog, and the dog won't bite the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." Well, the cow just went,
"No, I'm not going to give you any of my milk, not unless you give me some hay to eat. I like hay."
So sure enough, the old woman went along and went along until she found the haystack. And she said to the haystack, "Please, haystack, could you give me a little bit of hay so I could take it over and give it to the cow? Because then the cow will give me some milk, and I can take the milk and give it to the cat, because otherwise the cat won't chase the rat, and the rat won't gnaw the rope won't tie the butcher won't kill the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the stick won't beat the dog won't bite the pig won't jump over the fence, and I won't get home until midnight." Well, the haystack said,
"Why, sure, you can have some of my hay."
So sure enough, that old woman went over to that haystack, took a whole bunch of that hay, and took it over to the cow, set it down right there in front of that cow, and that cow ate up that hay. Just as soon as that cow finished eating up that hay, it gave the old woman some milk. She took that little plate of milk over there, set it down right in front of that cat, and that cat lapped up that milk. Just as soon as that cat finished drinking that milk, it began to chase the rat. And the rat began to gnaw the rope. And the rope began to tie the butcher, and the butcher began to kill the ox, and the ox began to drink the water, and the water began to quench the fire began to burn and the stick began to beat the dog, and the dog bit the pig jumped over the fence, and the old woman got home before midnight. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and boom, swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. Well, I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. I wonder how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the goat, and she swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. Well, I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. And she's dead, of course.